Hello and welcome to the Horoscope Vault, a podcast that explores the world through the lens of astrology, with a view to supporting you through the crazy ups and downs, there are plenty of them, and helping you make more confident decisions through life's chapters. I'm Charlie, an associate member of the American Federation of Astrologers and astrology reader for Radio's The Bob and Sherry Show. I'll link the podcast for that below. You need to go check it out. But this episode you're listening to right here is the weekly horoscope show, looking at what potentials are ahead for each sign. This year's first true Mercury retrograde begins this week in Aries, which is a little bit more intense than, say, a water sign or an earth sign retrograde. But in the name of balance, this fire retrograde is made a little bit easier by Venus moving into Aries, where, yes, it is in detriment, which is as it sounds, it's not the best. It's about how the kind of challenging parts of being connected with others has recently shaped and changed you for the better. So it's not fun, but the outcome is positive if you allow this lesson to be about growth. The weekly horoscope show for each sign is now going to be released on Mondays instead of Sundays from here on in. I'll forecast using the sun in your sign as the first house point of the chart. This is called the solar charting method. It points to the base situations going on, but if you know your birth time, your reading can get much more layered, much more personal with a specific natal chart analysis. And this looks at the exact dates over the next few months and what those dates may show up as, event-wise, situation-wise, circumstance-wise in your life. Not every reading is for everyone. There are predictive readings, which are great if you're the kind of person that wants to prepare for life, if you don't want to miss a trick. Then there's the assessment reading, which is about getting to know your strengths and weaknesses much better, including a deep dive look at your purpose. Readings are actually currently closed, but I will notify all of those who have signed up of when they reopen again. If you're ready to empower your future or figure out what the heck is going on, join the waiting list below. Off the back of a lunar eclipse, things are really obviously changing, and there could be this feeling of comfort within the chaos. I hope for you that there is a feeling of comfort within the chaos. Things that have come and are coming to shock and hurt and hamper your experience and even stress you out, you might now be sitting comfortably within those situations. It's like going from, oh no, this is happening, to just, oh, this is happening. And you could call that being numb to the mayhem, or it's just that you've adapted to life as it is without it being crazy to you anymore. Though the April 8th upcoming eclipse that will be featured on next week's show and has its own episode coming out in a couple of days, this eclipse sits in the degree that carries the theme of shock. So in typical fashion, just as you get comfortable, the boat will be rocked. Except it's not a boat. It's a structure on fire, thanks to the Aries fire sign leading this entire event. The preview eclipse episode is due out on Tuesday, with the exclusive subscriber access to individualized eclipse outlooks for those who need to know even more. But back to this week, while you are adjusted to the current brand of disorder that's impacting your experience, because you're now fine-tuned to whatever bedlam has been kind of growing over the last 6 to 9 months. You're getting used to it. The week opened on Sunday with the moon in Sagittarius, trine Mercury in Aries, and a trine is a pleasant aspect. It throws a positive or protective influence into the mix. It's just a natural thing that is, and it requires very little effort on your part. It's considered harmonious. It's this kind of cool presentation of instant karma in a way, where whatever you send out returns back quite quickly. Thanks to both the moon and Mercury moving at the fast-paced speed that they do. The trine aspect is the good that you've been giving out and the positive things that you've been doing returning with their little gifts and their little rewards back to you. So the good efforts you made on Sunday, yesterday, will kind of colour this week ahead. And with these two planets, the symbolism of the moon is to do with flexibility. It's the only body that we see seems to change in visual size, being the moon. because it doesn't change in actual size, but you see a new moon, which is black and invisible. You see a waxing moon, which is growing in its light. It grows up to a full moon, where you see this completely illuminated body in the solar system. So because of its visible change in size to us, the moon is the main planet of growth, but it's also the planet of sensitivity, feelings, nourishment, and receptivity. And alongside that, the symbolism of Mercury is to do with reasoning and logic, its communication, analysis, activity, and it is the brilliant mind. So these two together could mean that Sunday's initiation of the week is a time of developing a smooth routine, having a more sustainable tempo in your domestic matters. It could be busyness, but comfortable, happy busyness that doesn't throw you off balance. Busyness that's actually exciting. Busyness that is progressive. It helps you move forward somehow. It could be growing your self-esteem out of a little bit of self-consciousness. And it also offers an open floor to speak of feelings and ideas comfortably and confidently. This is a favorable aspect for having something to say. But in an interesting twist of events, Sunday's something to say is then stepped all over by Monday, the 1st of April's Mercury retrograde. Again, Mercury to do with reason, logic, communication, analysis, activity, and the brilliant mind, appearing to be behind planet Earth in the sky, which is just the kind of technical visual of a retrograde. There's actually a whole episode on the details of this retrograde, so I'll link to that below. But the main pointers include adequate care of your voice, managing seasonal or other kinds of allergies, listening to your body as it gives you signs of being in the right or the wrong environment. That's a huge thing. It's also about understanding that there's purposeful deafness in some people, where absolutely no matter what you say, your words will not be absorbed. The message of this Mercury retrograde is about starting off confused at why something happens, or confused about how something is going to be going forward, and then realizing by the end of it how this crisis and confusion actually worked to make something better. It is no April Fool's hoax that a Mercury retrograde on April 1st is a complete joke of an astrological transit, and really it's time to slow down as much as possible so that things aren't completely crazy and mental. Moving through the week, April 3rd, Venus conjuncts Neptune in Pisces, and a little bit of background on this cycle time frame. Neptune has been in Pisces for an awfully long time, since April 2011, and it's getting ready to finish up there, so it's a solid 14 years plus-ish in a sign. And since 2011, Neptune's messages have been in order. Message one, abundance, which were the years 2011 until 2015. Think back to those years, 2011 to 2015. What was your experience of abundance? I know you had some. You likely had an area of life that was rich with prosperity somehow. And then 2015, abundance started to change when the next theme of Neptune comes through from 2015 to 2017. And that was all about seeking where you belong. A little bit of a change up from abundance to searching for belonging had you looking for a place or looking for people that felt true to you. From 2017 to 2019, Neptune moved into the theme all about doubt. So this is where life started to get a little bit struggle bus between those years, 2017 to 2019. And then from the end of 2019 until current, where we're at right now at this time, Neptune in Pisces is and was in the degree theme of crisis. Now, I'm not joking, I'm not kidding right there. The order went abundance, seeking where you belong, doubt, and then from 2019, crisis. From 2019, things really went wildly, wildly off script. But the exciting thing, I think this is exciting, the final theme of this cycle will be shifting on April 11th. So in 10 days time, we exit this 5-year theme of crisis. It halts for a moment and things shift into Neptune's next theme, as it moves through Pisces, finishing up its experience here. And that final theme is acceptance. I'll discuss the depth of what that means nearer the time in an episode containing that particular transit shift. But for now, it happens to be that in just over a week, in 10 days, the uncertain crisis that has literally been polluting the air since 2019 finally shifts. And it's probably really difficult to imagine or get excited over leaving crisis mode when you've been firmly rooted in it for 5 years. In the weirdest way, there is a positive side to being in crisis, believe it or not. And that is endurance. It's the idea of holding on through the storm, having the ability to understand with compassion that everybody has been struggling with some kind of difficulty of their own version. And crisis in its more terrible state, if you're not looking at the positive endurance side of it, the struggle side of it is about collapse. And whichever way you've been experiencing this crisis, moving into acceptance halfway through April, in 10 days' time, I'm so excited, is about appreciating that all things balance out in the end. It's about no longer fighting through the fire, but stepping back and allowing all these crisis events to show you what, why, and how. The situation that's unfolding as this shift occurs is about being free of blame if you simply follow the course of the events instead of attempting to control or coerce a solution. We try to control for the sake of speed or mental gratification because we think we know. But this idea of leaving a crisis point that's been active for a handful of years is fabulous. Though one warning, due to Neptune's retrograde over the summer, we will be moving back into crisis mode momentarily, and that will be the time frame of September 2024 until February the 11th, 2025. So you're not fully out of the woods just yet, and when life moves back into this crisis mode to see the year out, it's just making sure that you learnt what you needed to in enduring absolutely unbelievably hard to fathom chaos. So moving along the week, the Venus-Neptune conjunction is about surviving this crisis. It's like a sign that all negative energy will now start to kind of come back and consume itself. It's the climax of the dark times that has arrived. And the maximum capacity of negative energy is spent. It's been spent. This is pretty strangely the worst it could get without, you know, beckoning on anything more. This conjunction is like if you've been of good spirit and genuine intentions, and this almost like innocence of being dragged along for the ride where you're now coming out of it, you'll be a bit disheveled, but essentially unscathed. This is the good getting their karmic rewards, and this is the bad getting their comeuppance. It's a sort of justice, deliverance time. And rewards can be financial, rewards can be health, food, and love related, as well as the retribution of this can be delivered in the same areas, suffering in finance, health, food, and love as well, if things have been, let's say, a little bit dodgy. So in assuming that you've been good, white knuckling, doing the right thing, and just hoping for a better day, it's still not the time to make any decisions based upon what you think your needs are, because there is still a Mercury retrograde and there's still the tail end of change going on, where you might be idealizing something that you're going to feel differently about a little bit of a way down the line. So just be a passenger for the moment and ride out whatever shows up. April 5th, Venus enters Aries to join the party. I don't know why I call it a party. Mercury retrograde is not this fun party. And Venus in Aries is not considered favourable either. This is because Aries is the sign opposite the sign that Venus rules. So I'm going to break that down a little bit. Venus is connected with Libra. And because Libra opposes Aries, whenever Venus moves through its sign of opposition, just as the word kind of hints at, it's not really in the happiest, most comfortable of places. Even though the discomfort may be for an awesome purpose, it's not going to feel great. It's not going to feel that way. There's a lot of benefit to not conforming from this point onwards, from April 5th. And in fact, no one is going to be collaborative and compromising. So don't expect it of yourself or others. It is a positive time in that identifying dissatisfaction with things that don't align is easy. And it's way, way better to identify what's wrong than go with the flow just to avoid upsetting the apple cart. It's much more painful in the long run to keep committing to stuff that doesn't light you up or things that you don't agree with. Venus moving through Aries is a hunger for more than just superficially satisfying circumstances. It's a need for things to add up and to make sense. No weak matches, no sacrificial lamb behavior. This is authenticity to the max, even if it puts noses out of joint. There will be an exclusive Venus through Aries episode released, which details the entire transit in one go, including the impact for each sign. If you're happy with just rolling with the punches, then you can skip over that episode. However, if you are sick of these black eyes and you want to be prepared for the next hit, then that episode is for you. This is the week of all weeks because it prefaces the eclipse. It's a bitter intensity on the edge of April 8th and all the shocking changes that it's going to bring when the heat is about to be turned all the frickin' way up. Each horoscope is timestamped below for your convenience. This week for Aries, you may have or have recently had a heart-to-heart with relatives, some kind of clearing of the air. Sunday's energy was a floating mind, or you were floating in the air, or floating in water, just floating around, and your thoughts may have been elsewhere. Despite maybe having some errands to run, or even fun stuff to do, your head just doesn't seem to be in it as the week starts out. It might be you're dwelling on sentimental things, you might be daydreaming, or just imagining about what's next for you. The Mercury retrograde is interesting being in your sign. You need to be extra patient with yourself. Try not to put too much onto your own plate, and also mentally prepare for things to take unexpected turns, so as that when problems do actually arise, you're just not as stressed. You may spend time reflecting on things about your recent year or so, and this may be kind of cognitive energy concerned with giving something a second chance. Do be careful about spending this week. You might get tricked into buying something that seems like a much better deal than it actually is. The Venus-Neptune conjunction may evoke a sense of romanticism and idealism and compassion, which is really just an experience of heightened sensitivity to unseen things. So be mindful that this doesn't present as escapism, where it just becomes easy and pleasant to avoid matters that are immediately at hand that need attention. It could also show up as people coming into your life with a hidden agenda or discovering an existing connection with a hidden agenda. And while boundaries are very important, they might be harder to stick to. This is a favourable time, though, for anything healing-based. Venus enters your sign of Aries, and while it's not the best place for this planet, it's better for you than the other signs. It does mark quite an indulgent time. You find it hard to deny yourself anything. And it kind of just softens the edges of life. Less discipline, less rigidity with your own expectations of yourself. It could boost love and money in your experience. And others just seem to be attracted to you more now. Like you're this beacon of everyone's attention. To get more depth from your reading, check out the reading for your Earth sign. It's a sign Earth was in when you were born, aka the sister sign. It's opposite yours on the wheel. It will tell you more about the material physical development. And your Earth sign is Libra. And then there is the soul sign, which is said to be the sign that the sun was in when your soul path was confirmed. Your soul sign is Capricorn. And then there is the rising sign. Known as the ascendant in astrology, it is the most event-oriented sign you can listen to. If you don't know what your rising sign is, use the calculator below to find out. This week for Taurus, finances are not easy to track because some necessary purchases occur that they're not very annoying, they just show up. And it cannot be helped. So as long as it's not impulse spending, you're pretty good. Communications with women are favored. A conversation with a female friend, maybe a trip down memory lane, or just a pleasant interaction that results in discussing something that works out to be quite positively supportive. Maybe someone giving you some thanks for being helpful, or someone just making you feel like a very valued individual in their life. The Mercury retrograde is in your darkest space of the chart, meaning you need to make plenty of room for breaks and rests and naps as much as you can. Everything may be draining on you, so you do need to rest. Be sure to have healthy boundaries with others so that you're not being drained even more by energy vampire types. Tend to your soul needs. Get some quiet time. Do some deep diving, therapy, or reading for healing. That's a great idea too. And if you've become aware of any subconscious issues, this is the time to further work on them. Try not to run from them, because if you do, they will come back again and again. This can be an important time of clearing out and releasing and moving on and ending something important. And that something was likely toxic or just in some way unhealthy for you. So it's good riddance. Within this, others may see what they want to in you, and they project their ideals onto you. Or this might happen vice versa when you project onto someone else. Or this may be that someone seeks you out and goes out of their way to try and communicate with you, which is great if it's via positive friendships and social connections, and it's people you share values and ideals with. It's likely you've been longing for those people who feel like kindred spirits anyway. There could be a heightened sensitivity to the needs and feelings of others. So if someone pursuing you is unhealthy, you're going to feel that. It's like you'll feel the ick when interacting. Venus enters Aries at the end of the week, increasing the need for hibernation, increasing this need for privacy. It characterizes a time of endings in relationships, or it just brings relationship matters much more private behind closed doors. It can also point to secret love connections or private love feelings, shyness, or romantic frustration. And if you want to get more depth from your weekly horoscope, try listening to the reading for your earth sign. This is the sign earth was in when you were born, and it's opposite your sign on the wheel. This will tell you more about the physical material development, and your earth sign is Scorpio. And then there is the soul sign, which is the sign the sun was in 3 months before you were born. This is said to be when your soul path is confirmed. Your soul sign is Aquarius. And then the most event aligned reading that you can listen to is going to be for that of your rising sign, aka the ascendant in astrology. And if you don't know what your ascendant is, use the calculator below to find out. This week for Gemini, you are more emotional than usual. Everything may seem to be coloured by feelings, but it's not uncontrollable. You still have a good sense of what these feelings stem from and why you're feeling them. The Mercury retrograde points out your insecurities to do with hopes and dreams for the future. And these insecurities could be linked to somebody else generating or kind of ruffling them up. It's definitely not the time to be making big decisions about your future until at least after the retrograde ends, which is end of April, around the 25th. For now, just sit tight and be mindful and flexible with the changes that are kind of out of your control, like shifting social matters. And just be patient with those that are in your control, like personal social connections. Existing issues and friendships may be amplified, and you can work on improving or letting go. Reconnect with old friends that feel right to do so. But remember your compassion and sensitivity with yourself when it comes to the judgments you make. Don't judge yourself against others, considering that you could find yourself surrounded by some not so wholesome types. Judging yourself against them is no good. Your sensitivity at this time does attract parasites, and that's either parasitic people or literal bugs and buggy things in your body. That actually makes this the perfect time for a detox, if that's relevant. You could feel inspired to pursue a career path, but not really feel sure about what exactly to pursue. The feeling of needing to do something but not being totally certain of what makes it important to be cautious of potential illusions or unrealistic expectations in your career matters this week. Look to people you respect and admire to uplift you or motivate you. Read books on people who have done amazing things, and you could then get an amazing idea yourself. You might be hyper aware that it takes a village, or a team at least, or a collaboration to build success, and that forming harmonious friendships and connections related to your goals and related to the outcome that you want to see is key. You could meet someone through group activities of shared interests, and this person reboots and enlivens your passions. After recent friendship turnarounds, though, you might also be slightly detached on a personal level. And if a romance begins during this time frame, it's likely to be based off of friendship first. If you want to get more depth from your horoscope reading, listen to the reading for your earth sign. This is the sign the earth was in when you were born. It's opposite your sun sign, and your earth sign is Sagittarius. And then check out the reading for your soul sign. It's a sign the sun was in 3 months before you were born. That's said to be when your soul path gets confirmed, and your soul sign is Pisces. And the most event aligned reading that you can listen to is for your rising sign. It's called the ascendant in astrology. You may have heard that before. And if you don't know what your ascendant is, use the calculator below to find out. This week for Cancer, you are likely to daydream and you let your mind wander. And it's a more challenging time when it comes to focusing on work. So if you can take time off, then this is the time to do so. All kinds of sensitivity is increased, especially psychic and intuitive sensitivity. Your perceptions of others' feelings are accurate, and your dreams reveal more than usual. So consider analysing the ones that you do remember. The Mercury retrograde requires you to leave room in your plans for your goals to change on a dime. Remain really flexible about what success looks like. A better scenario might just show up or be presented to you, requiring logical and rational consideration of how you're currently doing things, where you're currently trying to go, versus how you could be doing things or where you could go. This is particularly helpful and important if you've been experiencing setbacks or delays in your perceived progress. Maybe you're not doing things in the most efficient way and you need to change that. Or you're not really as invested in something as you think you are. This might be an indication of needing a whole brand new goal direction. Or it could be picking back up on an old goal, an old skill and talent, or a previous project. Be careful in friendships. Wait a little bit before going in and trusting someone completely. You see the best in people, and this could lead you to befriend or connect deeply with just anyone, which isn't the best idea. Follow your body feelings when you're around or interacting with someone. And if it feels weird or odd, heed that and step back from said person. An interest in spiritual and philosophical wisdom and knowledge and just this craving for education should be followed up. Profound insight comes from looking at different ways of perceiving things. This could be quite the transcendent type of week for you if you dive into educating yourself on self-development, self-care, love, spiritual practices, or some form of education. There's a little financial boost with Venus in Aries, which means your effort to improve your career can meet with success, but the key point is that the efforts must be there. When in Aries, Venus requires you to go for it. You have to go get it and not let it come to you. So this is an invitation to apply to things that have a good hourly pay or a great salary. This is not the usual Mercury retrograde advice, but in this situation, the 10th house blessings kind of override that. This Venus presence in your 10th is really saying that there is value in some kind of professional section of your life. And while Venus is there to offset some of Mercury's craziness, it's time for you to go get it. So anything from aligning with a more fitting position work-wise to just looking for increased work satisfaction, increased pay, these are all potentials. The end of the week offsets the beginning of the week, where at first it was chill and by Friday you are more ambitious. Capitalize on your good managerial qualities or your artistic talent. You might even find progress shows up thanks to a romantic partner too. To get more from your horoscope, consider listening to the reading for your earth sign. It's a sign earth was in when you were born, opposite your sun sign, and it tells more of the kind of physical development. Your earth sign is Capricorn. And then there is the soul sign. This is the sign that the sun was in 3 months before you were born. This is said to be when your soul path gets confirmed. And your soul sign is Aries. And then there is the reading for your rising sign. This is going to be the most event-aligned reading you can listen to. It's known as the ascendant in astrology. And if you don't know what your ascendant is, use the calculator below to find out. This week for Leo, a welcome feeling is this greater sense of belonging somewhere and being more comfortable with the people that you are with than you are around. You might reflect on how the company you keep at the moment is quite the improvement of the company you kept in the past. Or, just to play devil's advocate, if you haven't made changes in your social circle recently, you might feel or see the need to as you outgrow others. The Mercury retrograde is about maintaining an open mind, being cautious about being pushy, staying open to opportunity, and looking at the bright side of life more than the pessimistic. There could be this reality check occurring this week regarding education or general learning, or the reality check might be to do with a lack of concrete plans for the future and feeling a little bit wobbly because of it. This can be a creative time for you if you turn confusions into art, but outside of that, it's just a time where others may misunderstand what you're trying to represent, or others may try to put you in a role that doesn't fit. Matters of shared resources are infused with a sense of overconnection, too much mingling, a loss of personal identity even. It could possibly be heightened sensitivity to the deeper, more mysterious aspects of life, including an intimate relationship or something that's super, super entwined with another. Be cautious of both potential illusions here or hidden agendas. This could also be deepening emotional bonds within the intimate relationships, so keep that in mind. And it's actually a great time for diving into the occult. This is looking for answers that are beyond the visible eye. This is messages and signs in the environment in the form of animals and repeating numbers. Look up the meaning of any animals that show up or repeating numbers, because something like that is likely a message, especially if it's showing up multiple times. The end of the week routine life is not satisfying, not at all. And you want more pleasure on the horizon. The plans ahead of you may involve financial fun and spending and some love, romance, or just self-indulgence, self-care. But the warning with Venus in Aries is not to overdo any of these things, the spending, the romance, the indulgence. Just let this show up and show out as it wants to. Do the simpler things like experimenting with exotic foods or planning travel, but not executing it. It's imperative that you don't jump into booking a trip or some kind of travel during the retrograde, but by all means, start drawing up the details and plans of your next desirable trip. And learning foreign subjects, foreign languages, or connecting with foreign people could also appeal. A romantic surprise could be that somebody who is not your usual type is the person you find quite entertaining. The person who is attracted to you or you to them, or whose cultural background is very different from yours, gives you a little bit of a shock this week. If you want to get more out of your reading, consider checking out the reading for your Earth sign. It's the sign the Earth was in when you were born. It's the sign opposite yours on the wheel, and your Earth sign is Aquarius. Listening to that sign horoscope gives you more kind of insight into the material developments. And then there is the soul sign, which is the sign the sun was in 3 months before you were born. This is said to be the time frame your soul path gets confirmed. And your soul sign is Taurus. And the most event-aligned reading that you can get is going to be for your rising sign, aka the ascendant in astrology. And if you don't know what your ascendant is, use the calculator below to find out. This week for Virgo, changes may be taking place in the office. Some impulsive decisions made on passions or hunches, rather than logic, seem to be leading the way. Get together a focus group or a brainstorming group if you want to fix or tend to any problems. Or not just problems, but maybe to develop an idea. It's an all-round good time for group, community, organizational collaboration and involvement. This might be because the Mercury retrograde always works against Virgo, because Mercury is your ruling planet. You are the only sign that 4 times per year has this kind of everything working against you dynamic, which is probably because as the most detail-oriented sign, you can handle reversals more than others, but it doesn't make it easier and it's certainly not pleasant. This particular Mercury retrograde might include broken bathroom appliances, so the toilet might break, for example. Another possibility based on the sign, it could throw up some old wounds and some hidden baggage. There are things you're likely aware of in your psyche that cause distress or issues, but then there are also matters that you might be less aware of, things creeping beneath the surface. But if reality can help you see something you might have been blind to, forcing you to find solutions with a life matter, it causes lack of confidence or autonomy at first, but all for the purpose of you being rid of resistance once and for all. This could mean some kind of detox or other similar transformation needs to be approached. Clearing out cobwebs, so to speak. A period where relationships, partnerships, and one-on-one interactions are infused with a sense of idealism. You might be looking for the ideal companionship, or at least be more familiar with what your requirements are when connecting with others. A desire for someone in your life, like a soulmate, might drive some emotional sensations. The positive is that a financial boost is possible. Or there's a difference between you and someone else that you want to and are absolutely able to smooth over finally. To get more depth on your weekly horoscope, check out the reading for your Earth sign. It's the sign Earth was in when you were born, and it's the opposite to yours on the wheel. Your Earth sign is Pisces, and this lets you know more of the physical earthly development. And then there is your soul sign, which is the sign the sun was in 3 months before you were born. This is when your soul path is confirmed. Your soul sign is Gemini, and listening to that is more behind the scenes insights. And then the astrology specialty, the most event aligned horoscope you can read or listen to, is for that of your rising sign. This is known as the ascendant. And if you don't know what your ascendant is, use the calculator below to find out. This week for Libra, if there is a trip on the cards, then it's likely to be personal and it's likely to have a few issues or delays. And if you're not literally road tripping, you might be just feeling more distant from others that you're usually connected with, or your mind may seem far, far away. The Mercury retrograde requires a lot of patience and also a lot of boundaries so that you don't get dragged into other people's drama. Look at your relationships and partnerships and see if any of the drama is coming from those people. If so, boundaries there might need to be improved. And cutting down on problems means honestly identifying issues, which puts you face to face with decisions to cut people off or to acquire these certain rules in connection with others. Your involvement with the people in your environment is so influential, so don't get involved with anyone or anything that compromises your happiness. The Venus-Neptune conjunction inspires you to make changes where needed, so if things really are not desirable, then this turning point means any efforts that you make towards fixing your everyday experience can land very well. Any attempt to improve your life works right now. Be cautious of any tendencies towards escapism, or maybe having unrealistic expectations, like trying to avoid reality rather than actively changing and manipulating it in your favour. A great way to progress would be in exploring things like alternative healing methods, alternative options, self-development, or just different ways of doing the things you already do. It is imperative to change up pretty much everything, including more wholesome things and satisfying activities, bringing those into your daily routines, which promotes well-being and balance. Venus moving into Aries may bring you some special attention, and this planet sign combination is not the most amazing at all. So it might bring connection problems up for you to smooth things out. It's an uncomfortable realization of problems so that you can focus and work on them. And making amends will make you happy during this cycle. And if you're single, you might be ready to enter a committed relationship. But in general, you are adaptable right now. You are willing to compromise, negotiate, and make peace where peace is needed. To get more out of your horoscope, consider listening to the reading for your Earth sign. This is the sign Earth was in when you were born on it. It gives more insight into the material developments, and it's opposite yours on the wheel, so your Earth sign is Aries. And then there is the soul sign, which is the sign the sun was in 3 months before you were born. This is said to be when your soul path is confirmed and gives more insight behind the scenes. Your soul sign is Cancer. And then the most event-aligned reading that you can listen to is going to be for your rising sign, which is called the ascendant in astrology. And if you don't know what your ascendant is, go ahead, use the calculator below to find out. This week for Scorpio, dwelling on the more morbid thoughts gets you absolutely nowhere, yet somehow it's impossible not to. Though it's easier said than done, try to avoid worrying too much. It's interesting because your psychic and general sensitivity might be so increased that you're just taking on everybody else's issues and you feel everybody else's problems and that can be quite heavy. This is a good time for cathartic or creative writing, so consider journaling or some kind of artistic expression if that's for you. But with the Mercury retrograde, the things that you write are just for your eyes only. Release everything you can into words or use it to brainstorm better options, better ideas. Like, if you don't like what you do, for example, you might want to write down a bunch of things that would feel more fulfilling for you to do. And if a new job isn't an option, then these are just a list of things that you enjoy. Or you could write a list of things you enjoy and assess that list and see how much of it is currently included in your life versus how much is not. And then make room in your schedule for some of those things while maintaining the obviously necessary structure. It is important for your health this week to have positive things to do, positive outlets for stress, especially as with the retrograde, you might be dealing with things breaking at work a lot. The Venus-Neptune conjunction will give you freedom, financial abundance, general satisfaction when you are involved in artistic activities or when you are indulging in escapist pleasures. And usually, I'm saying that don't go the escapism route. But for Scorpio this week, escape away. Seriously, seriously, indulgence is deserved right now, so long as it's not poisoning or damaging. With so many responsibilities like tidying your work area, clearing up messes, other people's messes at work, dealing with wearing many, many hats and being everything to everyone at work and in your general life, that's quite draining, it's quite tiring. And it's why you deserve a little bit of a treat or self-indulgence beyond normal. So go ahead and allow yourself pleasures minus the guilt. If you want to get more out of your horoscope, then consider listening to the reading for your earth sign. It's the sign that Earth was in when you were born, and it's the sign opposite yours on the wheel. It gives you more insight into the material developments, and your Earth sign is Taurus. And then there is the soul sign, which is the sign 3 months before you were born. It's said to be when your soul chose its life path. It gives you more insight into what's going on behind the scenes, and your soul sign is Leo. And then there is the most event-aligned reading you can get. It's for the rising sign in astrology, aka the ascendant. And if you don't know what your ascendant is, use the calculator below to find out. This week for Sagittarius brings up a lot of feelings you might want to talk about. It might be that you need advice on how to handle the way you feel or how to handle the situations that have driven to these emotional sensations. You might feel confused or guilty or unsure how to process a situation where you need to prioritize yourself but you feel like you cannot. This is a good week to check your credit reports. The Mercury retrograde suggests that a balance needs to be struck between recreational and fun spending versus the necessary spending. And also balance between your work, chores, and responsible tasks that have to be done against the fun that you would rather be having. Yes, of course you need to make time to enjoy yourself, but more importantly right now you need to make sure what has to be done gets done. Find ways to enjoy responsibility, like reminding yourself what it allows you on the other side. Like the responsibility with money, for example, gives you more security. Responsibility with your tasks and errands gives you more free time and actually freedom. And make it fun, listen to music while you do the necessities. The Venus-Neptune conjunction might be a little bit of trouble sleeping or poor time management that shows up as you being late for work. So be aware of that and be diligent. Some idealism and sensitivity regarding home and family and your emotional security brings a desire for harmony in those things. You might have some illusions around connections with family members. You might be falsely idolizing someone or romanticizing the past. Be mindful that reminiscing and living in the past is your version of avoidance of current reality. So instead, use your daydreams and your imagination to create an idea of what you would like your home life to be, what you would like your future to be, while being realistic about that potential. If there are family issues that are irreconcilable, it's no good wishing for them to be better or wishing for domestic peace. When Venus enters Aries, the desire for fun bubbles up quite a bit to the point that you need to include at least something enjoyable in your experience or you're going to go stir crazy. Just maybe keep the balance at 70-30 responsibility to recreation. And that way you won't be robbed of either while making sure that you're tending to your duties. consider listening to the horoscope for your earth sign. It tells you more about the material developments of the week, and it's the sign Earth was in when you were born on it. The signs work in pairs, so it's opposite yours on the wheel. Your earth sign is Gemini. And if you want to know more about what's going on behind the scenes, consider listening to your soul sign. This is the sign the sun was in 3 months before you were born, which is said to be when your soul developed. And your soul sign is Virgo. And then there is the most event-aligned reading, so this is going to line up with what's going on literally. This is the reading for your rising sign, aka the ascendant in astrology. And if you don't know what your ascendant is, use the calculator below to find out. This week for Capricorn, wellness concerns may be on your mind, and this could be yours, your wellness, or others. It's a good week to communicate concerns in that space with a partner or with a doctor or whoever it is relevant with. Though the Mercury retrograde might actually make it challenging for you to get your point and your words across. It could be difficult to get the emotional comfort or the support that you feel you need. This might not be a good time to try anything too new or too different, or to push yourself outside of your comfort zone. The support of your comfort zone is needed. So in short, stay in your comfort zone, do what feels comfortable, and spend time with people who support you in a healthy way. If emotional issues show up, tackle those that do surface. It's a good time to get honest with yourself about matters of the past which may be contributing to unhappiness or distress in the present. There may be some anger issues with old family situations. And speaking up on that is a total 50-50 of whether it'll actually help or not. Be cautious of misunderstandings or deception in communication during this time. You might actually find out someone has lied to you. Or this could also be disappointment or feeling discontent with your living environment. The Venus conjunct Neptune aspect might be a new love, a new friend, a new perfect match romantically, or just a new adventure you absolutely desire to go on. You might just need a new fresh lease of life, but that likely won't show up until the end of the year, once Pluto makes its final kind of dip in and back out of your sign. And it's certainly something that you shouldn't be planning until at least the end of April, no matter how pressing it is to discover now. You're kind of in this limbo where this freshness that you're craving and you know you need is coming, but it really begins in a few months. The end of this week, the whole family dynamic is uncomfortable and weird, and it's a squeeze, but for good reasons. Bittersweet might be the ideal word to describe your personal life right now. You could feel sentimental and nostalgic, but don't hang on to memories and things that make you feel bad. Revisit the memories, sure, but swiftly move on. A good use of the Venus in Aries transit is to explore and focus on ways to earn money in and from your home. To get more insight into your physical developments this week, consider listening to the horoscope reading for your earth sign. It's a sign opposite yours on the wheel, and it's the sign Earth was in when you were born. Your earth sign is Cancer. And then if you want to know what's going on behind the scenes, then listen to the reading for your soul sign, which is the sign the sun was in 3 months before you were born. This is said to be when the soul developed, and your soul sign is Libra. And then the most event-aligned reading, so the one that's going to tell you the absolute happenings all the way round of this week, is for your rising sign. In astrology, the rising sign is called the ascendant. And if you don't know what your ascendant is, use the calculator below to find out. This week for Aquarius, nothing feels stable or sound. Life is busy, but not with fun. Teamwork isn't just something that's favored right now. It's practically necessary because your mind may escape you from time to time, and you may need a little bit of assistance. The Mercury retrograde means you need a mental outlet. Try to have at least one healthy outlet to channel your mental energy into, reading or writing or learning a subject that is difficult to learn. Something to get your mental teeth into, so to speak. Having something like that can help you focus when you need to and to not be so scattered. Communication issues may be to do with wires getting crossed and not enough listening happening. So try to make sure you're being clear, but that you are listening too, because you can't expect others to listen to you if you don't make an effort to listen to them. Be more careful about who you let into your home. They may take advantage of your hospitality. And generally, life doesn't feel the most comfortable right now, and you may need to just switch off and go somewhere else or do something else, feeling the desperate need for a complete overhaul. Your values, finances, and possessions are influenced by idealistic notions, and you want things to be perfect. There is a desire to attain material abundance or luxury. And if you feel like you don't have that, you may put even more importance on finding that kind of stability. And this could translate into issues with your self-worth too. You might find it hard to be confident in yourself. You may try to seek validation through buying material possessions or chasing unworthy romantic relationships, which will not help. The end of the week, you're very cheerful with others, but this might take an effort. It's like you're putting on a face, you're putting on this front so that others don't see your innermost feelings. And you are quite companionable, but those who know you well may see behind the facade. Try to talk about things that interest you with others, enjoyable things. Stick to things that are really, really of interest to you. You're going to be attracted to wit and cheerfulness and verbal rapport in other people. And any differences can be smoothed over if you have the energy to, but that's entirely down to you. It wouldn't be wrong to just stick with people who feel like your people. To get more from your reading, if you want to know more about the earthly happenings, then consider listening to the reading for your earth sign. It's the sign opposite yours on the wheel, and it's the sign earth was in when you were born. Your earth sign is Leo. And then there's the reading for the soul sign, which is a sign 3 months before you were born. This is said to be when your soul gets confirmed. Your soul sign is Scorpio. And the most event-aligned reading that's going to give you a kind of all-round everything insight is for your ascending sign, aka the rising sign, whichever way you want to call it. Both are used in astrology. And if you don't know your ascendant or rising sign, use the calculator below to find out. This week for Pisces, you may be more family-oriented, but it's not necessarily pleasantly so. You might get sentimental about old times. You might feel sad about disconnection. You might be living in the past with your family, even if that's not healthy. It's a time to look at personal relationships closely. There may be troubles or changes with communications and feelings. People within your family unit might need more reassurance, and this is actually something you and your relatives find difficult to provide one another at this time. The Mercury retrograde is a time when you are probably needing to hit pause, definitely on spending, and definitely on judging others for their values, or letting people know your values, opening the space for you to be judged. Reconnect with the moment, with the present, and with the physical world around you. Half of trying to impress others comes back to this ideal of impressing and being true to yourself. Are you living the way you want to live, and do things feel the way you want them to? And also, you don't need to be in a rush. Pisces is the sign most likely to suffer if you move too quickly during this retrograde, which happens if you feel stuck. You try to quickly progress and you make up for missed this or missed that, thinking that it can help you get unstuck if you move faster, but instead it works to trip you up. Grounding exercises can be super helpful. And as for finances, try to avoid big purchases. And if you can't, review it many times over and make sure that you get the best deal you can and get the warranty too in case you need it. Communication with others is watered down. And if you've told a lie, it gets uncovered. And if you've been lied to, that gets uncovered too. Especially if these lies are between relatives. At the end of the week, there might be some restlessness creeping in, which is the result of going into slower mode. You've calmed the pace, but now you feel antsy. You've chilled out, but you might feel like, what the heck are you supposed to be doing? Spare time and spare energy and having nowhere to put it can be restless at first, but it's not forever. Make sure the restlessness doesn't turn into spending too much cash, because that is a risk. To get more from your horoscope reading, consider listening to the Earth sign. It's the sign opposite yours on the wheel, and it's the sign Earth was in when you were born. This will give you more insight into the material earthly developments this week, and your Earth sign is Virgo. And then there is the soul sign, which is the sign 3 months before you were born. It's said to be when your soul fully developed and your path was chosen. Your soul sign is Sagittarius. And then the most event-aligned reading you can listen to is for your rising sign, aka the ascendant. And if you don't know what your ascendant is, use the calculator below to find out. That's it for this week. Tune in every Monday from now on for the weekly horoscope episodes. I've switched from Sunday to Monday. And of course, then there's going to be all the unique episodes in between, sharing details of transits and shifts, plus their themes, so you have a chance at feeling better prepared. Until next time, bye!